Now, the fourth round of Brexit talks have concluded with yet again little sign of progress. And the big question hanging over the dialogue between Brussels and London is whether there's going to be an extension to allow these negotiations conclude, or whether the UK is still serious about leaving at the end of the year, deal or no deal. In Brussels this lunchtime, Michel Barnier accused London of backtracking on its previous commitments.
In all areas, the UK continues to backtrack on the commitments it has undertaken in the political declaration, including on fisheries, where we committed to use our best endeavours to conclude and ratify a new agreement by the 1st of July 2020. It seems clear that we will not reach the target, considering how the negotiations in this area are going for the moment.
Michel Barnier there, the lead Brussels negotiator, and joining us from Brussels, our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. That accusation against the UK of backtracking, so we're clearly not making any progress. Is Michel Barnier running out of patience with London?
Well, you would think that, Anya, and at each news conference after each round of negotiations, he has displayed a somewhat impatient, irritated air when he comes into the newsroom, to the press room. But I think what was different this time was his emphasis on the political declaration. Remember, the withdrawal agreement was concluded in October of last year. That's the divorce treaty. But there was a political declaration by both sides, which was signed and was negotiated alongside the withdrawal agreement. And it was really the blueprint as to the future relationship. Now, clearly, the EU believes that the UK has backtracked from a lot of the commitments in that political declaration. It's fair to say the political declaration is not legally binding, but to member states, it was a very important framework. All of the things that member states wanted in the future relationship with the UK were in the political declaration. So they're not taking it lightly that the UK seems to be departing from the commitments on the level playing field on fisheries and on other areas.
So given that these negotiations seem to be pretty much stuck, is it now up to the political leaders the 27 plus London, to see if this logjam can be broken? There appears to be some thinking in London that they might get more traction when Germany takes over the EU presidency.
Yes, I've seen that okay. And yes, this will now move to a higher political level, because it was always envisaged that the negotiations would take a pause in June and there will be what's called a high-level conference sometime before the 19th of June involving Boris Johnson and Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission President, and Charles Michel, the European Council President. But it would be a mistake, I think, to believe that Angela Merkel will come to the rescue. Michel Barnier gets his mandate from the 27 member states, and there has been no appetite among the 27 member states to change that mandate. So the EU looks like it's going to be sticking to its guns, and that this logjam won't be broken by some wand being waved by Angela Merkel. That's just not the way things work at EU level, and certainly in the Brexit negotiations. There is quite a bit of belief now that this will become another scramble in the autumn, like we had with the withdrawal agreement last year, and Michel Barnier even referred today in the news conference to another tunnel situation. We all remember those. So that's an indication of how little progress has been made so far, and where the emphasis will lie now, it will be another autumn scramble.
And particularly given Dominic Cummings, the fact that he's still in Downing Street, the fact that he's so identified with the determination that Downing Street talks about, which is to go ahead with leaving the European Union on the 31st of December, deal or no deal. Again, there's a view that maybe Boris is bluffing and in the autumn he will back down at the last minute. What are experts there in Brussels? What's their view?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you've kind of encapsulated it very well there. I mean, there is a form with Boris Johnson. He completely backtracked last October and accepted effectively a customs border on the Irish Sea when he swore that would never happen. And that was really the only change that came about in the protocol that was approved last year. Of course, there was the consent mechanism as well. So he has form in turning at the last minute to get a deal. He was desperate to get the deal over the line last year. So there is a belief that that could happen again this year. But at the same time, a lot of the people who are populating Number 10 Downing Street and the higher levels of the British government are all associated with Vote Leave. And those people don't seem to have much of a problem with a no-deal departure at the end of the year.
Yes, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting December and a fairly torrid autumn. Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you very much indeed. After the break, we'll be hearing about the provision of SNAs for children with complex health issues. That's after the break.